Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be all right? Don't act like that.
Don't act like what?
Like this is a big ordeal. It's not. You'll have a great time. You'll be back for New Year's and we'll celebrate Christmas then, okay? And you'll get together with Vincent.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
And you promise to call me on Christmas Day?
Of course I will. So will Grandma and Grandpa from Mexico.
Excuse me.
And you have to promise to give Vincent, Rebecca, and Uncle Alberto their presents for me.
Certainly.
You have to, Dad, right away, so they get them before Christmas. Don't forget.
Don't worry, I'll do it right away.
Today?
I promise, I'll do it today. Vincent, Rebecca, and Uncle Alberto will have their presents today. It's time to go. How about a smile? Yeah. And smile when you see your mother.
Yeah.
All right, I love you. I'll call you Christmas Day. Que Dios te bendiga.
Vincent! Alex's father came here with these today.
A gift from Alex? I didn't give him one before he left.
Alex will be in Los Angeles for Christmas.
I know. I feel bad for Alex, Mom.
Why?
He didn't want to go to L.A. No way.
Well, many times we must do things we do not want. Papa 回来了. We will have our dinner soon, and so go up and wash your hands, please, okay?
We have to talk. This is the letter we've been waiting for.
The letter?
Yes, from the company in Taiwan. It's a definite offer.
They want you?
They want me to work for them.
In Taiwan?
Yes. Mei Lin, this may be our golden opportunity.
We have done well in the United States. We have good life. We have good business.
We knew this difficult decision would come.
Vincent Chu, he has good life here. He is in good school. He has friends.
Vincent's friends were not always his friends here.
我就知道你从来都没有原谅过那些孩子，对不对？
They hurt our child by calling him names. And those words hurt us too. Vincent was born here, but to some people in the United States, Vincent will always be a foreigner.
This is our home now.
We will adjust.
Well, when do we have to go?
Soon. Very soon.
Ramon, What a nice surprise.
I just dropped by to give you this. It's a Christmas present from Alex.
Oh, Alex is so sweet. He's a great kid.
I just put him on a plane to L.A. He's visiting his mother.
Must be difficult not having Alex around for Christmas. Are you all right?
I don't know. Well, it just hit me, I guess.
Do you want to come in? Would you care for anything to drink?
No. I really don't have much time. I have to open the restaurant soon. You probably have a lot of studying to do.
No, it's fine. I have a minute. It's heavy. I wonder what it is.
I had to stop by. Alex insisted that I bring you that gift today.
Kids that age, they get an idea into their heads and they just don't let it go.
Yeah, you can say that again. I guess sending Alex off to Los Angeles is hitting me harder than I thought.
I can imagine.
I've never been alone at Christmas.
What about your mom and dad?
They're in Mexico visiting relatives. And I'm all alone in the house.
Well, at least you'll have your brother.
Alberto said he's going skiing for the holidays. Aren't you going with him?
No, we never talked about it. Anyway, skiing's not my thing. I'm sure he'll have a great time.
He makes friends wherever he goes. Are you doing anything special for Christmas?
No, I'll be here. It'll be pretty quiet. Malaku and Angela will be gone. It'll just be Nancy and me.
What about your brother?
No, I'm not going to see him. He's at my uncle's farm. I'll call him for sure. This'll be our first Christmas without my dad. I guess we'll both be without family for the holidays.
We have a family tradition. On Christmas Day, I'll bring food over to the community center in our neighborhood. It's like a posada.
A posada?
The posada is a Mexican tradition. During Christmas, we go from house to house and we ask for shelter. We sing Christmas carols, eat, share the Christmas story.
It's a beautiful tradition.
My family's been doing it for years. This year, I'll have to do it by myself, but it wouldn't be Christmas without it.
Should have known that you'd have the true Christmas spirit.
Well, I'd better go.
Yeah, I should get to my study.
I don't want to make a fool of myself, but I have to ask you something.
Sure.
If things were different, I mean, if... Would you consider spending Christmas with me?
Christmas with you? Wow, Ramon, I don't know what to say.
I figured because... since we're both alone.
Ramon, you are one of the sweetest men I know, and a wonderful father, and I love spending time
with you. No, look, I'm sorry I bothered you.
No, you didn't bother me.
I have a great holiday, okay?
But please, don't misunderstand me. I didn't
mean
that.
No, I understand. No, really, really. I don't know.
I do appreciate it.
I don't know why I asked.
I would love it.
No, really. It's just with the... I have to go, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Goodbye.
Right there, reception. Thanks, Angel. Okay. Ramon, what are you doing here?
Alex made me promise to drop this off pronto, so here I am.
What a thoughtful nephew I have. Well, I have a present for him, too.
He won't be home till after Christmas.
You drove him to the airport already?
Yeah. Hey, I gotta go. Get back to the restaurant.
Say, I need a break. I'll walk you to the door.
So, I've made a reservation at a ski lodge in Aspen. Sounds great. What's with you? I think I'm starting to hate the holidays.
Well, there's only one answer. Escape. I told you, come with me.
And I told you, it's impossible.
You've got to do something, brother. Before you turn to the Grinch.
I tried.
What do you mean you tried?
I think I did something out of line.
What was that?
I had to deliver Alex's present to Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And we got to talking, and I told her that I'd be all alone on Christmas, and you'd be gone, and so would Alex and my mom and papa. And she said she was going to be alone. So before I knew it, I asked her to join me for Christmas.
So, what did she say?
That I was a nice man and a good father.
It's all true.
It was so dumb to ask her. I realized I was out of line. I meant it in more than a friendly way, and she picked up on that.
Hey, you were just lonely. It happens.
This Rebecca thing might be something we should talk about.
Definitely. But not now. We've both got work to do, and these chats are great, but not on company time.
All right.
See ya.
All right, see ya.
This is Christmas time.
Alex is going to L.A.
You'll have a great time. You'll be back for New Year's, and we'll celebrate Christmas then, okay? And you'll get together with Vincent.
Promise?
Mr. Wang got an important offer that could seriously improve his family's business to go to Taiwan.
This is the letter we've been waiting for.
The letter?
Yes, from the company in Taiwan. It's a definite offer.
They want you?
They want me to work for them.
In Taiwan?
Yes.
Vincent is really bothered by that because that would mean losing everything he knows.
I think they should explain to him the situation and what is about to come and all that, because kids, they build up a lot of things, imagine a lot of things, what's going to happen. They don't know exactly what is to expect and things like that.
This is our home now.
We will adjust.
Ramon admits to his brother that he invited Rebecca to be with him for Christmas.
I had to deliver Alex's present to Rebecca.
Rebecca.
I asked her to join me for Christmas.
Ramon tells Alberto about his feelings for Rebecca. It's the decent thing to do towards Alberto. In just in case Alberto still was interested in Rebecca, which I think Ramon suspected might be the case.
I never had a brother, but looking at this scene where there are two brothers speaking, I found it touching because I feel that it is important for males to express their feelings and their emotions. And this conversation is inspiring in many ways because there are many layers, many issues that are going on at the same time, and the good thing is that they're communicating as human beings.
May I join you? I thought you drank your coffee black, no sugar.
Oh, tonight I need sugar.
Studying for exams can certainly burn up energy.
Can say that again.
I saw Alex's father leaving.
He dropped off a present from Alex. Ramon is such a great dad.
Just a great dad?
Okay, he's a good dancer, too.
There's something in the way he looks at you.
I think we understand each other.
Whatever happened to Alberto? Wouldn't it be a little awkward dating two brothers?
What makes you think I would date both of them?
Stranger things have happened.
I came here to get a college education.
So?
I can't be involved with either Ramon or Alberto. I've got to focus on school.
You mean you can't do both?
No, I can't. Right now, it's got to be my music and my music alone. It hasn't been easy to get this far.
You've been through a lot. But don't worry, you'll pass your exams. I know you will.
I've got to. I've just got to.
Time. That's it for Beethoven. Can I have your attention, please? We will now proceed to the second part of the exam, which will be an analysis of this chord progression. I'll play it for you once.
Oh, here goes nothing.
I still have another exam. I mean, I'd be happy to leave.
Come on, give it a go.
All right, just a minute, though, okay?
Who are you? I'm Bill Ellis, and this is Rebecca Casey. We're here for the Moles audition.
Follow me. He's tied up right now. Wait outside. You can wait out here.
Do you really still want to wait?
Of course we're going to wait.
All right, we'll wait.
Hey, did you see that studio in there? All that equipment?
Later than the last time you asked me. How much longer do you want to wait?
Let me go find out what's happening. Not how much longer.
Oh, let's go.
No way, wait. This is gonna be worth it.
Some bad news. The band had to leave.
What do you mean, had to leave?
Sorry, the band had to go. But if you two want to leave your tapes.
Tapes? I don't have a tape with me. Hey, wait. I was told we could play for them, and we've been here for hours.
All right. I'm full of Christmas spirit today. Come into the studio. I'll do a quick scratch track for you both. But hurry up. I want to get out of here.
There's no remote control for taste. Sense around.
Second, I gotta make a phone call. Hi, baby, it's me. Yeah, another few minutes and I'm on my way. Milk and diapers. I'll pick them up on my way home. Bye. You done?
Yes.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah, you. Are you auditioning too?
Sure she is. I'll play piano. What key are you in?
Gee.
Tape's rolling. Anytime you're ready, start with your name and phone number.
My name is Rebecca Casey. My phone number is 555-1998. And this is a song I wrote. It's called Dreamcatcher.
Bill convinces her to go to the audition.
Rebecca's studying for her exam because they've been waiting there forever to get auditioned.
How much longer do you want to wait?
Let me go find out what's happening.
Bill records his song. Sense around it. You
got me sense around it. Nobody pays attention to the singing.
Yeah, another few minutes and I'm on my way. Milk and diapers. I'll pick them up on my way home.
Rebecca's song is so beautiful.
Tape's rolling. Anytime you're ready.
This is a song I wrote. It's called Dreamcatcher.
What's the name of Rebecca's song?
Dreamcatcher.
Everybody needs a dreamcatcher.
After listening to the Dreamcatcher, I was touched, because not only the lyrics are beautiful, but her voice is just gorgeous, and I really loved it.
Rebecca has decided to stop seeing both of the brothers.
Wouldn't it be a little awkward dating two brothers?
What makes you think I would date both of them?
Stranger things have happened.
I can't be involved with either Ramon or Alberto. I've got to focus on school.
Schoolwork is the most important thing to Rebecca. She shouldn't be thinking about those men anyway.
Well, I don't think it's fair she has to choose between her music and someone. I think she should have it all.
Dreamcatcher.
Üdvözlök mindenkit sorozatunkban, melyben legendás popikonok és divák mesélnek majd nekünk pályafutásukról.
Zene, sztárok, történetek. A mai adás vendégművésze Belinda Carlisle.
Az országban történt, az mindig vonzott bennünket.
Élete, ahogy ő fogalmaz, egy makacság története. Őt a mikrofon segítette abban, hogy megszeresse az országot és lakóit, és viszont szeressék őt.
Az emberek elfogadnak családtagnak a szoba sarkában.
Műsorait vezette, szerkesztette és rendezte.
Mi mindent meg akartunk próbálni ebben a házban, és rettentően vonzott az élő adás.
Egy makacság története. Vértesi Sándor portré. Ma 22 óra 5 perckor az M2-n.